Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. 908. LA time. Back in the lab and shit. My wife said, I can't say no to nobody, and at this rate, we gon' both die broke. Got friends that ask me for money, knowing I'm in debt. And like my wife said, I still didn't say no. People trying to say I'm going crazy on Twitter. My friend's best advice was to stay low. I guess it's hard to decipher all of the bills, especially when you got family members on payroll. The media said it was outlandish spending. The media said he's way out of control. I just feel like I'm the only one now. Pretending I'm not out of control, I'm just not in a control. I know I'm the most influential. That time cover was just confirmation. This generation's closest thing to Einstein. So don't worry about me, I'm fine. I can see 1,000 years from now in real life. Take on a paradigm and shift it when I feel like. Control conventional thought, don't need to question. I know it's antiquated, so sometimes I get aggressive. Thank God for Jay Electra, he down with the mission. Did it with no permission, on our own conditions. Most black to money haven't beaten to submission. Yeezy with the big house did it way different. Never listen to Hollywood producers. Don't stare at money too long. It's Medusa, the ultimate Gemini has survived. I wasn't supposed to make it past 25.
Yeah, you're looking at the church in the night sky, wondering what a dog's gonna say hi. Oh, you're looking at the church in the night sky, and you're wondering where God in your nightlife. Yeah, you're looking at the church in the night,
Father, Father,
wondering what a dog's gonna say hi. God, yeah, I feel like I'm on death.
Waking the spirits of millions more to come. 1 million illegally downloaded my truth over the drums. I believe in the children. Listen to the kids, bro. If the phone ringing, go and get your kids told. Brother John Muhammad told the minister about the presentation. He sat back and smiled. Black on black lies is worse than black on black crime. The Jews share their truth on how to make a dime. Most black men couldn't balance a checkbook, but buy a new car talking about how my neck look. Well, it all looks great. 400 years later, we buying our own chains. The light is before us, brother, so the devil working hard. Real family stick together and see through the mirage. The smoke screens, perceptions of false reality. Who the real owner if your boss gets a salary? I am one with the people. I am one with the people.
Real.
I've awoken from a light and man's dream. Checking Instagram comments to crowdsource my self-esteem. Let me not say too much or do too much, cause if I'm up way too much, I'm out of touch. I'm praying an out-of-body experience will happen, so the people can see my light. Now it's not just rapping. God, I have humbled myself before the court. Dropped my ego when confidence was my last resort. I know you got a plan. I know I'm on your beams. One set of footsteps, you was carrying me. When I turned on the news and they was burying me. One set of footsteps, you was carrying me. When I was negotiating with Apple, it was Larry and me. Told Tim Cook to call me, I was scary to see. I would have took 100 million and gave 20 to Hov. I heard it's the way they did it when we only had the stove. But it's better that I stayed at home with my folks, cause if they a billionaire, then I'ma never go broke. Only thing I ask is next time I'm on stage, we all go. We all go. Not just by myself, looking for niggas like Where's Waldo. She got the same shoes as my wife, but she copped them at Aldo. Modern day MJ with an off-the-wall flow.
Night, light, walk all over me. Walk all over me.
I'm delivering everything I've ever said to your brain.
Fly, fly, fly overseas. Fly overseas, oh. Anywhere, everything but in between.
Yeah, you're looking at the church in the night sky, wondering where God's gonna say hi. Oh, you're looking at the church in the night sky, and you're wondering where's God in your nightlife.
Yeah, you're looking at the church in the night sky, wondering where God's gonna say hi. Oh, you're looking at the church in the night sky, and you're wondering where's God in your nightlife.
Please face me when I speak.
Please say to me something before you leave.
You've been treating me like I'm invisible, not visible to you.
Oh, the invisible.
comfortable, true space over. Why understand the games you play? Understand, understand. Understand I'm standing on the ropes, and I promise I wouldn't fall anymore. But I'm crawling at the bar. I wishing that you saw my stars, man. I wishing that you came down here and stood by me and look at me like you knew me. But I feel so alone, like I don't know anyone except in my sky above. I'm looking at the church in the night sky, wondering where God's gonna say hi. Oh, you're looking at the church in the night sky, and you're wondering where God in your nightlife. Yeah, you're looking at the church in the night sky, wondering where God's gonna say hi. Oh, you're looking at the church in the night sky, and you're wondering where God in your nightlife.
It took about 20 years before science owned what I was talking about. If you understand epigenetics, you don't need the pharmaceutical industry. That's not in the interest of the, you know, one of the biggest industries on this planet to say you can heal yourself without drugs. And I go, absolutely. Look, I can feed you with an idea that this pill that we just got from the pharmaceutical company, it's the greatest, best thing for your issue. And I give you this pill and you get better. And then later you find out it was a sugar pill and everybody goes, yeah, that's called the placebo effect. And I go, what does it really mean? I said, you didn't get healed by the pill, you got healed by the belief in the pill. At least one third, minimum of one third of all medical intervention is, it's the placebo effect that where the healing comes from. Everybody goes, yeah, I know about the placebo. I go, yeah, but that's a result of positive thinking. What about negative thinking? And this is what we don't talk about, but the reality is it's equally powerful in regard to affecting your biology as is positive thinking, but it works in the opposite direction. A negative thought is called the nocebo effect. Can cause any disease, and you can die. If you believe you're going to die, you can die from the belief. So we really have to watch out because, as psychologists would tell us, 70% or more of our thoughts are negative and redundant, replaying the same negative thoughts. I go, if thoughts had nothing to do with it, fine. But thoughts, positive or negative, shape our biology. And all of a sudden it says, well, now it's time to wake up because our negative thinking is manifesting a negative life experience. It took about 20 years before science owned what I was talking about and gave it the name epigenetics. That's the new science.
Okay, which is the belief that through your behavior you can kind of alter your genetics, pass those on, express it differently. I'm probably using the wrong words.
Well, pretty close right now.
Now people talk about it as a reality, although it's still not totally understood or totally believed.
It can be replicated. It is now.
It is a science.
It's a hard science, and it's the leading edge. Now, I'll tell you where the problem comes from. Not so much the scientists, but the pharmaceutical industry. And the reason why this becomes important is because the pharmaceutical industry runs the show in medicine. And if you could put this kind of healing that I'm talking about into a capsule or tablet, they'd be talking about it right now. But this is a consciousness healing, and you can't sell it. And so what's the result? They're not interested in it. And they, through their money, which is massive, actually determine the curriculum in a medical school. And one of the things they're trying to get rid of are people who respond to the placebo effect because the placebo effect throws the data right off the chart. A simple fact is this, and people might be upset, but the drugs like Prozac in laboratory tests are no better than a sugar pill. And that's just how many billions of dollars a day on this planet are spent buying Prozac.
Yes.
Or statin drugs. Statin drugs help less than 3% of the people that take them. And in fact, they cause side effects that are dangerous in about 23%. So you help 3% with a drug, 23% are getting toxic from the drug. And the idea is these are drugs that, how long do you take statins? How long do you plan to live?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, that's a, You know, they're drug
dealers.
Look, it's advertised every 10 minutes on television. There's a new drug or a drug, and it's put into their heads like, your life's not working right? This drug, look at the happy people. See, they've taken the drug and how happy they are. And people buy that story, and pharmaceutical drugs kill about 300,000 people a year. And everybody's, that's just the cost of doing medicine. And yet they have a war on drugs, which kill less than 30,000 people a year. And all of a sudden you got a war because 30,000 people died. 300,000 people die. That's business as usual.
Okay. How do we break this cycle? How do you fight these huge companies?
Basically stop buying the product. And you say, but how can I stop buying the product? And the answer is, well, empower yourself because you're the one that controls all this. Any drug that affects you, you got to understand this. If I take a drug and it affects me, the reason why it affects me is because I have a natural equivalent of that drug in my own biology. You don't take a drug and it affects you and you have a receptor for that drug, like you were having this protein receptor for a drug you may never take, that would be silly. So if you have a receptor for a drug, then by definition, that receptor was already there because there was a natural drug. So in smoking pot, everyone, there's a drug called tetrahydrocannabinol, and guess what? You have receptors for it because you make your own. So the idea is this. Well, if you want to have the effect of the drug, do you have to take an outside drug? I say, no, you have to change your consciousness because you already manufacture every equivalent of a drug right now. And the idea is, if you're not manufacturing it, then that means your consciousness is not supporting you in your health. And it's really an adjustment of consciousness, not an adjustment of your biology.
Protect your temple with the Solomon's Temple.
Peace, God. What's going on?
Hey, peace, God. How you doing?
Hey, man. I'm good, man. How you doing? Everything going
hey,
good
that's
with you?
What I'm talking. Yeah. Yeah, man. The summer going quick.
It's just about gone.
I know, man.
You got China above another good month. Yeah.
Man, this our recharge time. This when we in our power. We supposed to, recharge and be happy.
Mm-hmm. I took a break off for the last couple of months from doing seminars, and I'm back on the grind. First of August on Saturday, I got to go to Baltimore, Maryland, and then I go to Atlantic City at the end of the month. So I'm getting back out there. Sorry about last week.
That's
I
what
forgot
I'm talking
to tell you. I had to go, register my daughter for school, but I wanted to make sure that her residence exemption was in for her shots. You know, they be wanting them to take them shots. So I submitted that and got that taken care of. You know, that's important, man. We exempt our children from them shots. Them shots is hurting people, man.
Oh yeah, man. That caused so much trouble. You know, what you put in your body is everything. Now some people, you know, they blessed. They can take that mess, and it ain't detrimental to them. But then the other people that's vulnerable to that,
right?
You know, and it ain't worth risking. You know, some people. Can withstand more things than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, some people just strong like that, and then some people just susceptible to it. You'll find that a lot of people that got a lot of like for instance a life number of a one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have a lot of endurance and willpower, and they're not prone to as many things, you know. I noticed even myself. I mean, even if I went, I probably could be a person that could eat a bunch of mess and do everything other people do, and probably drink soda every day, and my body
would be fine.
And I'd be like one of them people that would live to 100 and they eat pork. And people are like, man, granddaddy, Granddaddy ain't talking. You know, some people just have them type, their energy in them. You know, and it's usually life number ones and fours. You know, they just, you know, they have their energy.
Right.
And some people are just more prone to things. And I think that a lot of people need to understand that. Because every day, I assure you, somebody going to tell me, their grandmama ate this every day. They probably did. You know, and it makes it hard, but you the one sick, you know. You're not there. You know.
Yeah, I got an aunt that was eating all that stuff. And she 102.
That's right.
About to be 103. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Memory's still working pretty good, you know. So, yeah.
You got some people that can be exposed to certain diseases and don't catch them. You know, like I have so many people, this coming I see. I have one person that has, you know, that's when I realized that a lot of these diseases are not what people think they are. You know?
No. Mm-mm.
A lot of them are not what people think they are. You know,
mm-mm.
Some people are just have real strong immune system.
Right.
You know, I have a lot of people that have AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
They have AIDS.
Claim they got it at least.
The doctors
say they got it. Yeah.
That's the point right there. I have one person. They married and they have it, so to speak. And then I have another person. And they sleep with each other unprotected every day. But one person's immune system is just inherently superior, you know.
But that also suggests that maybe it's not transmitted the way they say say it's transmitted.
Exactly. You
maybe
know?
It's not, and the transmission rate is not sexual. It's something else. It could be through vaccines.
That's right. You know,
yeah.
But see, I learned in school that it's not even the virus hadn't even been identified.
No.
It's an autoimmune disorder.
Right.
You know?
But what is the autoimmune disorder? Really, what is it? Like, if you really think about it, that's just malnutrition.
Right.
Not eating proper food, bad diet. You know?
That's right. High stress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, long-term stress. You know, a lot of, but see, they ran its course now. The HIV game has ran its course, and even the people and trust me, brother, it's so easy to correct. It's really criminal. It's fast when people die from it. They really die from the drugs.
Yeah,
it's so easy to eliminate that it ain't even nothing to brag about. It's shameful that they just killed so many people of it. And I think they then ran the course on it. So now all of a sudden they got a vaccine, a thing that supposed to curb it.
Mm-hmm.
But really all you got to do is just detox the body, strengthen the immune system, and it's over with. You
right.
Know, and see, like, you know, all the people that did have it had high stressful lives, little sleep, partying all the time. See, that stuff can wear you out just being high alcohol, high drugs, just the wildlife can cause can cause the same high stress in your body. You know? So all them things got to be concerned. Because everybody I work with, I have it like I'm learning just as much. I'm learning too, because there's so much you can learn from statistics. There's a lot you can learn from that. Even though people don't like statistics, but you can learn a lot from it. And I don't want you know, you can guess and predict things just off the way numbers fall in certain categories. There's so much you can learn from that. And I see a lot of tendencies with that. Yeah. But it's real important that people making sure that they keeping their body toxic, detox. And some people is so you gotta have your body clean. You know, you come here with your body perfect. You know. Now you got some people that's born with certain inherent things. They gotta work on certain lessons and karma debt. So, you know, I understand that. But I'm not talking about people that's born with things they gotta work through in this lifetime. But you got people that they come in, then first thing they do, they violating the body by not even giving the child breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
So you start a whole throw everything off, and so a good 3 months of continuous detoxing and a change of diet would do wonders for anybody. You know, and nothing, you know, you can't fix yourself and put yourself in balance. You like going to the gym and working out one time. It's all worked out, you know. A scar on your arm takes weeks to heal. You know, I don't care. You know, you can't do nothing in a day. But that's a misconception.
Yeah.
You cut your arm, the arm is going to take time to heal. The body has a process of healing, you know, and we play this microwave game, you know, that your body gets so dependent on these drugs, and then you start thinking that the suppression of the symptoms is actually your body being better, you know. You really set yourself up for major problems later. You know? We gotta get away and just really learn more about who we are and learn more about what this body really is, you know. It's a major book that somebody introduced me to a long time ago. I was introduced to this book when I was in graduate school, and it's so advanced that the guy got a whole bunch of prizes and awards. There's so many things that the book covered.
Right.
There's so many things it covered, but the book is called Man, the Unknown. And they killed the author of the book. You know? Because
really?
even when we was in school learning about it, it's so much like just working with a cadaver and it's so much to this body that we don't know. You know, and there's so many esoteric schools and different religions and different races that cover pieces of what this body is about. And we have to integrate these pieces. We can't hold a piece of the mirror of the piece of the glass and say, we got it. You got to look at all the pieces integrated so much to this body. They got to be
right.
They got to be looked at. And that book really helped me. Even when I was in school, it helped me look at things beyond the way they was teaching us, you know?
Right.
You realize that the esoteric part of the body instead of the gross anatomy, because it's way more than the invisible. And even the old folks were saying this, and they didn't even know where they were saying it. They had got it from the ancients. You know, don't believe everything you see, because it's way
right.
more than what you think you're seeing. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you discover,
that's true.
But it's one thing that stood out to me that he said in his book, and it's been demonstrated. He was talking about he had this cell that he changed the water out the cell every day. Kept it in a clean environment. Kept this one cell organism. He did one cell like the human body. You know, because we have immortal cells in our body. You know, we have 80 immortal cells in our body, but they call them the germ cells. All the cells are produced from, and we know that they can mutate. And we know that high stress mutates cells. Worrying about paying bills and mess. Okay? we know that radiation, because like what they try to do is they try to nuke the cell to take it from a cancer state to another state. But you can also, your cell can mutate one way, you can mutate them back another way. And you can mutate yourself into the God, the supreme God form that's dormant in us, you know. But what he showed in the thing is, by being the cells being clean, it was a lot of stuff he covered in his book, but he was showing that by being a clean environment that the cells would go on indefinitely. And what he was trying to figure out from that point in, like, damn. And what made the book good, and probably why they killed him, he left you thinking. He knew he had ideas on what the answer was. But he was like, well, damn, so why are we dying? it's real important that you keeping your body pure. Drinking the right foods, 80% alkaline, you know, keeping bullshit to a minimum, focusing on what matters and what don't matter, you know, it's too much over, and that stuff mutates yourself, you know, and the best teachers are the animals. You gotta watch them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can watch an animal have a disagreement, and they good. They don't dwell on nothing. You know.
Yeah, as soon as they done, they, you know, they might get into it, but they done. You know, it's over.
And they don't fight to the they don't fight to the death.
Mm-hmm.
They fight to, you know, even you watch lions and. Now, they might kill something else.
Yeah, but they
do it
when they're hungry. They don't overhunt. They go after
mm-hmm.
what they need. They feed. They don't eat every day.
Mm-hmm.
They don't hunt
mm-hmm.
every day. They just hunt. Okay, it's time to replenish. And they
mm-hmm.
go and hunt. And that's it. It's a done deal. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
not a, well, I got 300 animals here. I'm going to slaughter them all. And, And just when you can't eat all that, see, we just overproduce everything.
That's right.
That's our problem, right? Yeah, we overproduce. You know, yeah, we do need our food to survive and stuff like that, but a lot of things we eat and we don't need to eat. It's not even good for us.
We sure know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? When I was staying on the reservation, you know what
mm-hmm.
I noticed? Exactly what you said. One
mm-hmm.
thing, even though we ate every day, it wasn't as much as we eat here. We didn't have these snacks and all this other mess. But what I
mm-hmm.
noticed is what you didn't eat. You threw back into the earth.
Right.
You had a section where the animals would eat. It wasn't no now, you know, the modern people like to say agriculture and saving things and sustaining things. However, it really ain't that, you know, because just by you saving and preserving things, you know, it keeps you in that, like what you say, collecting the 300 things to eat, you know. I think that's worse than anything. I think we eat too much and just compound it and your body ferments. Because just by you having all these parasites, which everybody have in them, you know, your body can have more problems than you realize. You can have a lot of psychological issues and emotional issues that these parasites, they take over your body. You know, they can make you think things. They can make you see things. You know, they actually are like aliens in your body. That took over
yep.
your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have you seeing stuff, how you doing all kind of things. Because they can release these neurotoxins, aflatoxins, that can even make you have hallucinogenic experiences, which they call schizophrenia. You know? These things,
yep.
some of them look like the aliens that people be saying they be seeing. They look like things from outer space that people be saying they see a lot of times. A lot of stuff be projections that these toxins forming within their mind. You know, I done seen some amazing things where people just continuously detox, and I've seen serious emotional and mental disturbances disappear. You know, but just by going deep within and totally eliminating these things out of the body, you know, and these entities are brilliant. They are highly advanced entities. In a lot of ways, they're evil spirits, you know. They live off you. They control you. Now, it sounds like some crazy four-eyed things, but until you can see these things upon the microscopes, it will blow your mind. And they don't look like, all of them don't look like worms. In fact, the smallest amount of them look like worms, you know. The more advanced ones don't look like that.
Mm-hmm.
They highly advanced. You know, the small things control everything. We look for these great big old things. And that's the first thing you notice when you look at the body. You look in the body at the things. It'd be the little small little things that's controlling how the body's functioning. Even when you look at the organs, it's small components in the organ that control the whole organ. You know? It's real amazing. And so you'd be blown away on what these little things can do. And what they call it viruses, they call it mold. You can call it mold. You can call it a fungal infection. You can call it, I see a lot of sisters with this, BV, jock itch. You call it, it's all parasitical infection by definition. You can call it a bacteria infection. That's a parasite. And these things need to be looked at like that because the way things are being identified, they call them viruses. They call it a virus, and it leaves you with the assumption or the impression that it cannot leave the body, which is totally wrong. Because somebody was like, well, I got herpes. But that's a parasite. It's a very smart parasite. Because when you aggravate it, like when I worked in the lab, I don't know, I hated that job. It was funny now. Because when we did our work, we would do these experiments. I mean, we'd do all kinds of things. We had all the equipment, you know. Me and it was the sister that worked there with me. We'd do stuff like testing, just look at all kinds of things, you know. And we would see these parasites, you know. You'll be surprised how many parasites just on a temple that you pop and look at it up under the microscope. You know, I still got microscopes in my home right now. And, you know, sometimes I get curious and use one of my microscopes and just look at it. Let's see what's up under this. Let's see what's in this. I mean, I'd be just having fun. But, we used to do all kinds of experiments just to see, you know. And it gives you an extreme awareness with the so-called people that control the planet. You know, they look at so many things, and they got so many. The way they think and the way they move is so far from the way we move, because typically the way we think is, let me pay this bill for this part. Let me keep these people in my life happy. It's you can't figure out nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even long range plan. You have to live from month to month, check to check, which keeps you from thinking real thoughts. You know, and few people think. Now, I know a lot of brilliant people, but I know very few people that think. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That art form is because
critical thinking.
How can you say? It's kind of hard to do it. You know, and you can do a lot if you can go on vacation, but then you got this problem too. You got people that go on vacation, and they still think about the crap they got to do when they get back home.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sit there, you can see it on people's eyes when they be at the beach in the pool. You can see them thinking about how much they can't stand somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they're away from them. You're supposed to, when you go on vacation, your mind is supposed to be free from all of these thoughts.
Right.
You know, totally involved in what you're doing. And see, I do that I do that very well. I get immersed in whatever I'm doing. And I think by me getting immersed in whatever I'm doing, it can throw me off a lot. Because I'm really not good with time because I get caught up in whatever I'm doing. I mean, I'm talking about like totally just like immersed in it and just wrapped up in the experience. And they say no, like time that went by, like damn, I forgot I had to do that.
Mhm.
You know, I got a lot of leg by energy, so you know that can throw me off a lot.
Right. So when you think about that audio I played with him talking about, what do you think about that audio I played about?
Man, I like both of them. But what part you want? Or you referred to the Bruce Lipton?
Oh. The Bruce Lipton one.
Yeah, I love Bruce Lipton. Yeah, I like him a lot. You know, his work helped me out a lot. I remember when I was in, you know, I'm a science person, and when his model first came out. I remember I was like, man, come on now. That ain't, you know, because I was, you know, sometimes you have to get rid of something in that programming. But then I looked at the cells again, and I can see exactly what he's saying. And it's deep what he's saying because his research was talking about how the cells – the cell membrane controls the cell, and that's so far from the way you taught about the cells, because the cells are really fascinating because they like little people, and the people just think on that, you realize, hey, shoot, you got a universe. You got a universe inside you. You know, the cells in your body, which a trillion, hey, they prove you are God, you know? But you know, when you look at it from that perspective, he says that the cells control how the body works. And really we control the same way. I know he's talking about how the environment shapes you. Which is true, but the mind, the universe is mental. The universe is the mind of the creator, and the mind controls all. The mind is universal. The brain is organic, and I think that he had to been studying some esoteric knowledge, because for him to come up with that, and he identified the cell membrane as an antenna. And I said, wow. You know, when I first heard it, I was like, you know, nah, I don't know about that. But then I saw it, you know. The brain the same way. You never hear them say brain control, they say mind control. We all share the same mind. We all one with the mind. You know, the universal law. The mind is the universe is mental.
Mm-hmm.
And by you looking at him, it ties into to everything else, you know. But it's real deep to see a scientist take that and use it like that. he even was showing, you know, some people probably wouldn't agree with this. He was showing how when you how in the inner city, what they call, you know, the poverty, the ghetto, whatever, how they produce so many athletes because the hind brain is so developed and it don't develop, you know, the fore part of your brain, your cerebellum don't be as developed. But, you know, he was showing how the mother's stomach is like a window. It's like a Head Start program where the child looks out into the world and develops himself on what the world, what type of child they're going to produce. And so the inner city has the best athletes because they're made up more, they're made up stronger, and they can withstand stress, and they can, you know, they come out battle ready, you know. And I think that's a real deep concept, you know. The environment does shape you, you know. You talk certain things. I had seen the, you know, just how, like, some of the best things some people could do in a bad environment where it's all just killing around is to move their family away from it. I don't even know why people don't do that in the first place. They say it's hard, they don't want to leave. Sometimes you got to go, you know, because that energy is not only is it a bad area, it's also, if you look at it from a spiritual standpoint, it's an energetic field that surrounds the area that's going to promote more killing and more of that, you know. I was impressed to hear you have him, Dr. Bruce Lipton. You like a lot of his have you read any of his books?
I haven't read any of his books. I'm a member of his site. So
okay.
I just listen to the little webinars they have on their site. They only charge like $7 a month. You can go there and listen to a lot of his work.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know he had that. I bet that would be interesting to be a part of.
Yeah.
You know,
he proven that it's basically what Reverend Ike was teaching. Your mind creates everything. You can, if you want to think you're going to die, you will die. You know, like these people, they go to the, I tell you, I give you something that happened amazing on Friday, right?
Okay.
My uncle was in a coma for the last couple of months, right? And the reason why he was in a coma because he lost oxygen to his brain because he was choking on his own blood. They didn't keep an eye on him. And he just went in for a regular old operation. And that's what happened in the hospital. So that's why I went to New York. I went to New York because they supposed to unplug him, right? Well, they did unplug him.
Right.
And he's still living.
Wow.
See, now he's still unconscious, but this theory to say that there is no brain activity, he just bust them all open. He bust that wide open because they took him off and he's still functioning. Heart still beating.
Mm.
So that brain, you need the brain to keep the heart going. So the brain is still telling the heart to beat. So he's just not able to talk with us. He probably can hear everything that's going on around you, you know. So my thing is, he might be conscious, just that he not conscious in the way that we can communicate with him, where he can communicate back with us, you see. So it tells you these doctors don't know what they're talking about. So they gonna put him in hospice if he lasts another week like he did. They just gonna put him in hospice. So he could just be trapped inside his own consciousness. Who knows?
Right. And they say that it's a saying that, you know, when people be like that, they don't want to go over. That's the science of being in a coma. You know, it shows that it's still a choice that you made. You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's it. That's deep, though, you know, that he was in a coma.
Yeah.
And how many days did you say he was in a coma?
He'd been in there for about 2 months.
Wow. Yeah, he still hadn't decided to go over or not.
These doctors don't know what they're talking about. They really don't. They don't.
Wow.
They've been torn. The pharmaceuticals is coming up with the educational protocol for doctors. So the doctors are having people who don't even practice medicine teach them. Well, who know anything about the human body teach them. Then they coming out of school with this superiority complex. Well, I went to school. And I know it.
Mm-hmm.
No, the only way to know anything is by application, trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have trial and error in school. You know, okay, you got this book to say if you do this, this will happen. But no, without actually participating and doing these things, you won't know what would have happened to a person. You give them this medication. You know? Most of the people are healed by their own thoughts. So this medication is not really working. It's the belief in the medication saying it works. Your desire to want it to work. And just like that could happen, they could say, well, you know, you got 6 months to live. I've watched so many people die because the doctor gave them a death sentence.
And they believed it, huh?
They believed it. They believed it. So,
yeah, man, that's something though, and you know the old doctors, if you look at before they saw all this experimentation, most of the doctors back in the day were the greatest occultists. Like a lot of in my library, a lot of the books that I got from the 1800s, early 1900s, I got a few from the 17, you know, all of them were medical doctors. And then you wonder how they go from this to that, and they all was part of fraternal orders. So the ones that work for the elite, they know. It's just that when they send them to these little, you know, for the mass and middle school, they don't teach them nothing.
You know.
You know. And so, you know, because that it was branded as occultism. You know, they be on this stuff. There's so much stuff I be seeing from old writers, I'm like, damn. And you know, they studied ancient Kemen and information from the temple.
Right.
You know, a lot of these fraternal orders were keepers of this information. And they started off as good medical schools and then turned to these freak shows they got now. And to all these drug companies, you know, but it shows the power of the soul, just what you saying about your uncle. It's real interesting. Interesting.
Right. So how many people is laying up that they done wrote off? You know.
Mm-hmm.
I think the medical industry kill more people than the actual illnesses themselves. It's the treatment that killing people.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these people are just suffering from malnutrition, lack of water, simple stuff. You know, that's it. When I feel myself feeling a little weird, the first thing I grab is a couple of glasses of water, and then wait it out and see what'll happen. You know, and that fixes it 99% of the time. I didn't drink enough water.
It does. Mm-hmm.
I didn't drink enough water. When you still feel lightheaded, you feel a little headache or a headache, that's just lack of water. The brain doesn't have enough fluids to operate. It's struggling, so it's letting you know by way of a headache that you need to drink some water.
I think it's the number one cause of death.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too, because, if you've ever gone to the hospital, I've been to the hospital a few times, right? Mm-hmm. And I go to the emergency room, you're feeling funny, and the first thing they do is stick an IV in y'all and feed you fluid. You sit there, sit you there for about an hour or more, and then the doctor comes, now he's ready to check you out, you're feeling better. Why? You just hydrated. And you think it's the doc, I don't feel the symptoms now. Why? Because your ass was thirsty. You needed water. Simple glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes what I do is I take a little Himalayan salt and put it in my glass and drink it. Just a little pinch. And do that sometimes. But, yeah. Water is very important.
It is.
Very important to survival. You can go without eating for days, but you cannot go out without water. Mm-mm. You know, I have drank water for straight 2 weeks, and I had some other little liquids in there without eating anything, and felt fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was funny. I would wake up in the morning real energized after doing a water fast, just drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
At night was rough, but in the morning when I woke up, I had all this energy. Wasn't hungry or anything.
Yeah, man, and then people overlook stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. That you really don't need to be eating all the food that you're eating. You know,
mm-hmm.
You really don't need that. All that is just one big game they play. And you know, when you think about it, it's all about profit. They want profit, so they got to advertise to you stuff. To get you to buy their products.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what's going on. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're going to push it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, brother, it's 10:59.
Yeah, that's
give
about.
You give your information out so people can call you when they get these recordings of the show.
Yeah.
You know, I get so much people. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I want to hear what you're going to say.
I get so many people contacting me after the fact. Yo, what's that brother information that was talking about that? I need to talk to him. I need to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because these shows go up in the archives.
Oh yeah, they be calling. I mean, I'm real happy that people care about they body and their health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people actually want to be healthy. You know, they realize it's all we got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead and give that information because somebody about to call me for the consultation.
Oh, okay. It's you can call the Solomon's Temple. We 6615 Two-Notch Road. And the number is 803-661-8945. 803-661-8945. We're in Columbia, South Carolina. We love to help you. We got health, spiritual, emotional. We focus on that form of healing. True holistic healing. Okay? All right. With
all
peace
right.
And love,
peace,
family.
God, next week. Next week, we'll be doing it again. Every Wednesday, 10 a.m., it's the Solomon's Temple Show.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right. Peace, God.
All right. Peace, God.